Hello and welcome to Classical Schmassical, the anti-classical classical music podcast. Tune in every Saturday as we discuss, deconstruct, and dissect what it means to be a musician in the modern world. I'm your host, Alexa Letourneau. I use any pronouns, and our guest this week is Shoshana Klein.
Hi, I'm Shoshana. I mostly use she, her pronouns. And I am an oboist in the middle of my master's degree because this year is this year. And I am one of the administrators of the Z Festival Arts organization. And I've also worked for a bunch of other organizations doing various arts administration. And I'm very into new music, which is kind of how I got into all this stuff. Maybe that's obvious being on the podcast. I don't know. Yeah, that's about where I'm at.
Sure, yeah. So we met each other at the festival that you organized, Z Festival, which sprung up in the summer of 2020, offering this virtual festival experience to, I think, around 90 musicians during the first terrifying wave of the pandemic. So I wanted to start out with, can you just talk a little bit about how this festival came to be?
Yeah, sure. It's a pretty weird story. I mean, to have a virtual festival come out of nowhere. It actually came out of a group of people. We were meeting weekly to do new music through the a Facebook group with the contemporary ensemble wing of this Facebook group. And we had been meeting pretty regularly, which was sort of it was a really important thing for a couple of people. There were probably about 10 of us. But the people in charge of that I was not one of them, but the two people in charge came up with the idea of doing a summer festival around the time we started realizing that other summer festivals had just been canceled or had been moved online, sort of haphazardly. And we wanted to, they were like, oh, well, here's a need. We can start a festival. And as soon as they started saying that, I was like, yo, I would love to help plan something like this. I was around a festival a lot in Cleveland that I used to work for. And I don't know, there's something about the festival vibe that's just really exciting. And I was super excited. And so luckily they let me into their planning meetings and, I was able to start working with them. And of course, one of those people was Peter Traver, who's now my co-director of all sorts. He initially came up with the whole thing. And it ended up being the two of us planning this. We also had a ton of help from Amelia Bray, who's still involved. She was in the planning process for a bunch at the beginning, and it was very helpful to have to have her there. It was as to how it was planning it. It was wild and very fun. I don't think any of us had expected to have that much fun planning something, but it was just right at the time when the pandemic had been going on for 2 months, and everybody was starting to be okay, what do we do now? And it just sort of for me, it came a really good time to be able to focus my energy on something like this. Mm-hmm. And just plan it kind of from what Peter had brought to us, sort of as a framework. And it was lots of fun.
Definitely. Yeah. So with such this, I would call a festival a huge thing. It's this huge undertaking. And you're saying, it was just wild. With it all going online, how did the virtual nature of this festival shift things? I know it's a big question.
Well, that was kind of the main thing. First of all, I don't want to say it was not a big thing. It was definitely a big thing, but the fact that it was virtual took a lot of the pressure off, and that's obviously the only reason we were able to plan it in 2 months. Because if we had started it, if it had been in person, we never would have been able to pull something together, with housing and space and all this, and renting space. I don't know. It was in a way, it was very different, but in a way easier. But also there was no framework for it. Cause we couldn't really be like, oh, this is how a festival works. Like, let's just do it like that. But we, and we like, I don't know, like we knew it was going to be virtual. So we were able to sort of like start from a different place than most of the other things that were doing similar things were coming from. Cause we were able to be like, okay, like what can we take advantage of in like in the schedule, like even in scheduling, like there's no reason to have composers and performers like not meet until the first day. Like, cause the whole thing's going to be over Zoom. Like they should meet and make sure that they're in contact with, if they need to talk about things and just, yeah. So we tried to think of other ways that we could take advantage of it rather than just being like, oh, it's virtual. It's not going to be as good as being in person. And like, hopefully we were able to like actually do that and make it so that it was a different experience rather than a like
Yeah.
inferior one.
No, I definitely feel that. Like, especially at the beginning of the pandemic, I felt like so many musicians were like, well, we can't meet in person, so I guess we'll record our parts separately, and that's just the way that music is going to have to happen. But I think one of the things that Zee Festival did really well was saying, like, that's totally an option if that's the route you want to go. But, like, you also, I felt very encouraged and empowered to try other things and, like, mess around. And see what I could do in a quote unquote live scenario, right? Because like the piece that I did for Zee Festival, like was performed live over Zoom, and it was so much fun, but it was also very different, and I felt like the structure supported that immensely, and it was wonderful.
Yay, that's so happy to hear. Yeah, we were trying to think of things like so. Like I don't know, like we were learning along with everyone else, like and
Yeah.
still like at this point probably most people who did ZFest like know more about it than I do, honestly, about like how to perform virtually, but
That's
we
fair
were
enough.
really hoping that people would sort of take advantage of that. Yeah, we were
Yeah.
just really hoping that people would think about it like that and try to find new ways to come at it without it being like, okay, here are the two options, you know, like you can record
Yeah.
over Zoom or you can record separately. And a lot of people still recorded separately and there's still good stuff with that. And people still took advantage of doing that in a creative way. But there are a lot of different options for like how to do stuff like this.
Yeah, definitely. And I thought you made the perfect platform to really explore what it could mean. I'm also like curious as to like, because you were running this whole thing, the whole shebang. But how have like you personally found like musical meaning in a virtual setting during this pandemic?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like definitely interesting because I feel like the way I found meaning through it like was by running the festival. And
Sure.
obviously at the beginning when I was meeting with that contemporary ensemble, like that sort of grew Zee Fest out of it. Like we were doing mostly like sort of Paulina Oliveros meditations and stuff like that, which was really well, like honestly hit or miss over Zoom.
Sure, yeah.
like some of them went really well and we had some really interesting interactions, and then some of them were kind of like, okay, like that's kind of hard over Zoom.
Yeah.
but yeah, and I actually over the summer like played in two of the pieces for Zee Fest, which was fun to kind of like also get the sense of like how things were actually going. And that was also very fun and interesting. But I don't know, like it's also kind of mostly just like gotten me to also try to think outside of the box with everyone. I don't know if that's a particularly satisfying answer, but
No, I mean that's perfectly fair. I think that like a lot of people have sort of me personally, I know that performance like this time last year was so much a bigger part of my life, and like now one of the ways I'm finding musical meaning is starting a podcast with some cool people that I like talking to. So like it's I very much resonate with that path of like I'm going to keep doing the things that I always did, but like let's go off, let's make new things and see what we can do with it. So yeah, I very, very much resonate with that. And I feel really personally grateful as well, because I know that I learned so much during Zee Fest in like the skill sharing part of things that like I wouldn't be able to start this podcast without knowing how to like the basics of Reaper, and like so many of my networks I got from Zee Fest. Like just this last episode that I filmed was with two bassists from Zee Festival, and like I wouldn't know these people if it hadn't been for this wonderful like platform and these skills that you had, like, oh, it was an incredible way of like widening skill sets to allow for this like new form of music making.
That is very encouraging to hear. It's really exciting because like I think we really like the skill sharing aspect, but like haven't found a good way to sort of like formalize it. But like probably it doesn't need formalizing. It's just like having a bunch of people together talking about stuff, it'll happen. But like as the people in charge were like, ah, this is great. We got to get people to teach each other. Like they all know such cool stuff.
No, I get that. And like I went to Dizzy Festival knowing like literally nothing. I had just downloaded Reaper for the first time and had not opened it because I was like, DAWs are scary, and I'm a baby. But it was a very like I didn't feel like
same.
I was contributing much to like this skill sharing thing, but I took away so much. And I wouldn't say it needs the formalization. It was a really great experience overall. And also like it fostered a lot of community. Like I feel very connected with the ZFest community, and I know you've been a huge part of making that happen and keeping it up and running for now a full 9 months, which is wild. We could have a Z baby. that yeah. I don't know. There could have been a Z baby by now.